Fuck Joe Biden chant unites pro-Palestinian and counter-protesters at University of Alabama. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 1, 2024. Pro-Palestinian protesters and counter-protesters at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa united to show their displeasure with President Joe Biden. Video footage posted to X showed protesters on both sides chanting, "Fuck Joe Biden." To date, Biden's approval rating sits at 39.5%, with a disapproval rating of 56.1%, according to 538. As Israel continues its self-defense operation in the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza, Biden and his administration have been losing support among Arab Americans, who feel even more betrayed over the passage of a $95 billion foreign aid package, $61 billion of which was sent to Ukraine, and roughly $26 billion of which was sent to Israel. In response to the anti-Israel protests, the University of Alabama provided a list of rules that specified that free speech, free expression, and holding signs were allowed. Things that were not allowed were firearms or other dangerous weapons, and no overnight camping, temporary shelters, or tents. No sound amplification, including bullhorns, another rule read. No activity within 50 feet of academic buildings between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m., another rule said. No activity within 50 feet of residential housing buildings between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m., another rule said. No threats or violence. Anti-Israel protesters are demanding that the university cut ties with Lockheed Martin, a U.S. defense contractor, and research that is funded by the Department of Defense, release a statement calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, and for one of the buildings, Houston Hall, which is named after the former president and CEO of Lockheed Martin, to be renamed, according to WVTM 13. The protest at the University of Alabama comes as anti-Israel encampments and protests have sprouted up on college and university campuses across the nation, such as Harvard University, Princeton University, George Washington University, Rutgers University, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, among others in support of a first encampment that was established at Columbia University. An initial encampment was started at Columbia on April 17, resulting in several students being suspended and hundreds of protesters being arrested the next day. While the first encampment was removed, another one sprouted up that was recently removed and raided by the New York Police Department late Tuesday evening after anti-Israel protesters seized control of an academic building. Pro-Palestinian protesters at the various encampments on college and university campuses had various demands, which include calling for universities to divest from Israeli companies, ending academic ties with Israeli education institutions, providing full amnesty for protesters involved in the encampments who have been arrested or suspended, a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas, and for the United States to stop arming Israel.